episode 53 of the Energy Edge podcast.
Hey, this is Tom Singer, and I am on the road all the time. And I tell you what, if you're a road warrior, you've got to listen to the Energy Edge podcast with Brian Buckley, because he's awesome.
Welcome to the Energy Edge podcast, where we believe if you desire to get the absolute most out of your work and life, then finding your energy edge is a must. The Energy Edge podcast will help you learn to leverage your everyday major activities into an energy advantage so you can work and live at an optimal level. So let's begin.
Welcome to the Energy Edge podcast, sponsored by Total Body Construction by Jeff McMahon. And Jeff specializes in functional fitness and virtual training. And you'll hear more about Jeff later in the episode. Well, I'm Brian Paul Buckley, and with me, as always, is my number one and mainstay co-host, Treva Yacino. Treva, how are you?
You're so kind.
Sure.
I'll take them because I know I'm going to get something else thrown at me a little bit later.
There you go. Take the kudos. Take the kudos.
I cannot believe we're on episode 53.
We are.
And it's gone by fast.
It really has, because the first, 51 or so were in the books with the year 2017.
Yep.
Not to date ourselves here. And we are literally on the back half of the 50, which is awesome. How are you doing with the new year? How do you handle the new year?
Well, it's interesting. I think for me, you know, it hasn't gone so smoothly. And so typically I love the new year. I'm all about, you know, goal setting. What am I going to do? What's my word for the year? Well, it kind of started out a little bit slowly. And I thought about everybody who starts out with a bang and then kind of falls off the wagon like 2 weeks later, like everybody does, or a month later. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year always. It can be a couple of weeks into the year or a month into the year, depending on your circumstances. So
new-ish.
How about you?
New-ish. No, I'm the same way. I am not sad to see 2017 go. It was one of the most difficult years for me personally and our family, between a daughter getting injured, between a vehicle going down with an engine, hospital, obviously, with the whole gallbladder thing and 4 days of that, with the loss of a transmission in a vehicle and a whole bunch of other things. So 2017 was good riddance.
Yeah, that's how I was like, get out. I had the same thing. You and I both can attest to that together. Had really hard circumstances in 2017. So I am looking forward to 2018. So you and I both.
Which kind of leads us into this topic here of creating the healthiest year of our life challenge, because obviously when we have difficult years or a year or a stretch, and even your holiday season was very challenging and difficult for you, it just gave you right up to the last minute of 2017. Yeah. Yeah. But with that, it's okay, how do we create, well, not just a healthy year? And I think a lot of times people will have goal setting that are dealing with health, but this is a little bit turn of a change in the fact of looking at the healthiest year of your life challenge. And we want to press down on that a little bit. And it kind of came from this concept of listening to Brendon Burchard, and he had the concept called the healthiest year of your life. And I absolutely loved it, and it inspired this episode because we're going to take it in a different direction. And oftentimes, Treva, I mean, every year passes, and with most people, our health decreases while our age and our weight are the two constants that seem to increase.
That is very true. But in this episode and the beginning of a new year, and then this time, especially during this recording, we really want to challenge you to consider taking on this particular challenge.
And love me some challenges. And yes, that's exactly it. And to think of, we're listening to this for the very first time, and to put ourselves ahead. Well, actually, let's go backwards. So where we were in 2017 and where we thought we would be, not necessarily financially or business or anything else with that, but where our health would be 1 year later, what happened? And for almost every single person, Treva, we had no game plan. We literally were like, okay, well, what happens, happens. And here we are 1 year later. And I think for many people, their health is decreased. Or if it stayed steady, it is definitely not better. And what we're trying to say is, what if we had literally the healthiest year of our life? And I think that's a big, big change, because you know what? Most of us, we're going to be here a year from now. And what if we really, really took on this challenge and we're in a completely different place? And I recently read this quote that says, after spending more than 10 years analyzing the top regrets of dying patients, Nurse Brownie Ware said, "Health brings a freedom very few realize until they no longer have it."
Absolutely. And the very first thing I tell my patients and clients that come to see me is, because usually they're coming when they have lost their health, I always say, when you don't have your health, you have nothing. So it's easy to go, oh, I'll eat this hamburger and french fries now, or I don't really care about working out, or okay, so I won't sleep for this month because I'm busy. But I'm telling you, when it starts to go downhill and then you're trying to catch up, when you don't have your health, you have nothing. And so I have clients who, you know, I keep telling them, it's not all about accomplishing it all at once. Like you said, let's make this whole year a year of getting healthier, like the healthiest you. It doesn't have to happen all at once. We can move towards getting healthier. But what we do is we start out with a bang at the beginning of the year. And then a lot of us panic, you know, thinking we need to get in shape for summer. And then we totally fall apart in fall through Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we just do this whole cycle every single year. So what if we do it differently?
Absolutely. I mean, it is the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately. And no, you're right. As far as when you're dealing with clients, when I'm dealing with clients, when I'm talking to people, especially with business travel, as far as where their health has been and the decline, when I haven't seen somebody in 6 months to a year and just seeing the unhealth, it's just scary. So let's start with the basics that you'll need for this challenge. All right. And we have three specific ones. And the first one is the body. Know where you are right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think most people know, Treva. What do you think?
No, I don't. And I know where we're going to go with this. I really don't think people know. And we're not talking about just, you know, where you're at in your exercise routine, but where you're at medically speaking, you know, physically speaking, where are you at? Have you had a physical lately?
Exactly. And I think most people, whoa, did you say physical, going to the doctor? Because that seems a little bit maybe counterintuitive of when they're listening to the show like us and how much that we really try to take proactively our health, or we really try to avoid medical, if you will. And we're going to unpack that a little bit. But I think right now I'm just shocked at how many people haven't seen the doctor for a good old fashioned physical as a state of their own union to know what's going on in their bodies. And most people only go when they're sick and then they have to go. Very, very reactive, similar to clients that come to you when things are bad. And, you know, they're avoiding the doctor because, well, in essence, really they're avoiding reality. They know if they go, there's probably going to need to be things that need to be changed. There's a good chance they're going to tell them you're overweight. You know, how are you sleeping? You know, what are you eating? Your exercise levels are really, really poor. Maybe concerned about diabetes, or maybe there's even some bigger health issues that have run in your family and we just choose to avoid it. And most of our life, Treva, I mean, we just live in the gray. Sometimes light gray, heather gray, sometimes it's charcoal gray. But we need to know the black and white and find out what's going on in our bodies to really know where we're headed and what we need to do for this basic area of our body for creating the healthiest year of our life.
Right. And like you mentioned, you know, we're pretty much both coming from a holistic approach, but that doesn't mean that we like shut out Western medicine and don't encourage people to see the doctor. Because again, that's another thing I tell people at the very beginning when they come to see me, go get a good physical, find out where your glucose levels are, make sure that your blood count is okay. You know, see where your cholesterol is. It's not a scary thing. It doesn't mean you're going to die. I think people are afraid of what they're going to find. And a lot of times it's just finding it out and then coming back and tweaking it and making those changes. So I think it's really important to go see a doctor.
And you said the key phrase, we just need to know. And I think sometimes, at least in life in general, sometimes the most difficult thing is just not knowing. It's that uncertainty. I mean, I think back to just, you know, the whole gallbladder thing for me. I had 2 days where my pancreas levels were high and liver levels were high, and I didn't know what was going on with the gallbladder. My dad died of pancreatic cancer. And, you know, struggling knowing that for those 2 days, I just needed to know so that I could deal with it. And I think that's really where we're drilling down. We really need to rule out any of the big things that may be going on under the hood that we simply don't know about day to day. And at the end of the day, we do need to know our exact weight. We need to know where our blood pressure is, as you reference our cholesterol, you know, blood work drawn up. Some of these things to know, where are we right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of to reiterate, it's not super scary. You know, like this last year, my thyroid was kind of doing some tweaky things. And instead of panicking, I think we're so bombarded on commercials and cancer centers and, oh, we all need to have a colonoscopy, which is true, but it's not always scary. These are all brought to us for preventative measures. And I think if we get in a really good habit, and a lot of insurance companies are great about covering preventative things like, of course, mammograms and colonoscopies and, you know, going and getting your thyroid checked, those are pretty significant. We just need to rule them out.
Exactly. And we need to know what's going on with, number one, basic in our body. Number two is in our mind. No upfront, it's going to get inconvenient and it's going to get difficult. And that's what number two basic is.
Right. And you know, for everybody, change is hard. It's really hard, especially when it comes to our lifestyle living, when it comes to food and it comes to sleep. Those things are really, really hard for people. Eating whatever we want and being lazy is easy and well, of course, up front. But as a result, most of us are in the shape or lack thereof as a result.
Well, there's always a shape. It's just a matter of shape. It's exactly it. If it's a little more pear-like or whatever on there. But, you know, just treat it just as slowly as we worked our way into that place of being out of shape or whatever we are right now, you'll need to do the exact same thing to get out of it. And this is why we have the perspective of a year. So much can change over the course of a year. But you know, you need to know it right up front. And out of the gate, there's going to be so many times that it's going to get inconvenient and downright difficult. I know talking to guys all the time who are trying to get into shape or trying to make some changes, you know, especially on the road. And, you know, it's just, oh, it's hard. You know, it's just, wow, just, it was inconvenient to swing by, you know, a grocery store or a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods, you know, to pick up some snacks. Or it was inconvenient to pack something, you know, on the road for some snacks. And I'm thinking, holy freaking shnikes. You know what? I mean, these are really small things. It's inconvenient. But the larger goal is saying, you know what, we want to create the healthiest year of our life. Mm-hmm. How much change you can see in somebody, whether it's to the good or the bad, if you only see somebody once a year. You see a kid you haven't seen for a while and you see how much they've grown. Or you see an adult and you've seen how much they've grown, if you know what I'm saying. It's usually around their gut or the second chin. And it's just like, wow, so much can change within a year. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I was going to say, you know, normally I think we see changes slowly, right? So we see the negative changes slowly. So at first when we overeat or we sit too long and we don't move or we don't take care of our spirits and our emotional setting, it all goes slowly. Well, it's the same thing with making changes on the positive. It goes a little bit slowly. And when you say, oh, I'm inconvenienced or it's really hard, I have patients come to me that are so incredibly sick and they have to go gluten-free. And yes, that's challenging for sure, but they're like, it's too hard. And I'm like, you know what's hard is the fact that you can't get out of bed, that you can't get your pants on, exactly. That you're having to spend more money on clothes because they don't fit. So that's hard. That's really hard. So I think it's change is tough, but you got to keep, you know, the big picture in mind for sure. Well,
and you know, going in, I remember one of my favorite quotes by an author named M. Scott Peck from a very long time ago. Yes. It was The Road Less Traveled. And his first three words were, life is difficult. Mm-hmm. And I remember that. And it's just like, if you can get that in your head, anything else from that point is going to be, well, no, this is going to be difficult. This is going to be challenging. I've had phases in my life where my brother, who's been really my rock when it comes to that, is to say, Bri, this is going to get hard. It is going to be hard, but you can do it. And in mind, you can get through this, but you've got to work on the basics of your mind. And if you can wrap your head around that, you know what, this is going to be inconvenient. This is going to be a challenge. This is going to be difficult, but it is absolutely worth it. Because if just 1 year from now, I'm in the best shape of my life or the best health of my life, what could that look like? It's accepting and knowing that it's the new normal.
Yeah. And I think if you can keep in mind, you know, how fast 2017 went, time goes by really fast. So, you know, 1 year of making yourself feel the best and feel the healthiest is really not a long period of time. It goes by really quickly. And if you can get that mindset that you're going to change for this year, I'm telling you, it's going to last a lifetime.
Great perspective. Great perspective. I remember one of my favorite quotes about parenting said, the nights last forever, but the years fly by. Mm. And I love that quote because I've got my youngest one right now is almost two, and be able to rock him sometimes in the middle of the night. And it does. It seems like absolutely forever. But then my mind goes to my high schooler and remembering, wow, you know, how quickly this does go. So we've talked about basics of the body and realizing, you know what, we need to know where we are right now. And that's getting physical. Number two is the mind. No upfront is going to get inconvenient and it's going to get difficult. What is number three, Treva?
Three is my favorite. It's, we consider this spirit. So this is thinking of a time when you were at your healthiest and you know, what you felt like then. So this really is meant to be a piece of hope. This is your hope piece. And we all need hope for things to get better, right? So maybe the last time that you were your healthiest was a really long time ago, but you know what? That's okay. It's how you felt at that time that's the most important. And again, I ask my clients all the time, when was the last time you felt your best? Let's start with that. And almost every single person can tell me almost instantly when they felt great.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. I mean, it's never, you know, some questions you ask people, it takes them a long time to respond. Never this one. They always know when they felt their best.
Yeah, and I know I had just recently had a conversation on a plane with a guy two nights ago, flying back from Denver. And the guy was just talking about, you know, we're talking about health and just the year and yada, yada, yada. And he was just talking about how it bothers him, how he looks and how he feels and how he weighs or how much he weighs, because he's an athlete. In his brain, he is still active and competitive and really struggling with that. So it's kind of, you know, trying out this content a little bit, you know, just challenging him for the healthiest year of his life and just talking about, hey, man, get back into that. Even if you just got halfway back into being that guy. And you can just tell, to your point, Treva, he just lit up a little bit. He just, all of a sudden, there was just a change of countenance. Mm-hmm. I hope that he changes because of just remembering back to that specific moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and taking care of your spirit, starting with hope is the place where you want to begin. So after the basics, so where do we go from here to tackle this huge undertaking of the healthiest year of your life?
Well, we need to focus on the big three, and that will move the needle this next 12 months. So these key three, and they're going to be no surprise if you've listened to the Energy Edge podcast and Treva myself for any length of time at all. The key three are eat, move, and sleep.
Yep. Everything is affected by these three.
Yeah. And they're actually all intertwined and they affect each other dramatically.
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk about this all the time. For example, if you're tired, of course, from not enough sleep, you're far more likely to make poor nutritional choices.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're tired, your workouts are going to be far less intense, maybe less effective. And sometimes if they even happen at all, just because you're just flat out exhausted.
Right. And if you're eating right, it motivates you for your workouts because you have the fuel to feel better. And then, you know, you see more results quicker and then you're more motivated and it's a cascading effect.
It does. And it intertwines. I mean, when I'm eating better, I feel better about working out. If I'm working out, I'm more motivated to eat better. And if I'm working out too and more active, I'm more likely to sleep better. And it's just crazy how the three of those are intertwined. But those are what we call the key three. And they're gonna be our focus for creating the healthiest year of our life challenge. So let's drill down on each of the three of the key three. Now we're gonna start with the opposite, because before we were going to eat, move, sleep. And we're going to actually start with sleep, because as we've referenced here before, if we are tired, we are far, far, far more likely to be less effective. And what was number two on the basics? It was with the mind and realizing that things are going to be inconvenient and they're going to be difficult. And I don't know about you, Treva, but when I'm tired, everything looks harder and it's just so much more of a challenge. And that's what we want to avoid. What about you?
Well, I know for me, even missing a really one good night's sleep, and I think as we get older, of course, as I miss a good night's sleep, I'm completely out of perspective. I don't really have the right mental focus. I'm not going down the right path. It's interesting. So when I'm really rested, I feel like the world looks a whole different color. It's in more color, actually, for me.
Exactly. And it's not stark black, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I had to take a late flight the other night and landed in Chicago at 11 o'clock and then driving home, getting home. And of course, you know, I knew I needed to go to sleep right away, but I'm just amped. You know, I've been moving all day long, talking and then traveling. And you know what? It did affect the next day. And even though I got what I needed to done, I wasn't as sharp as I wanted to be, or using the phrase my dad used to say, sharp as a bowling ball, but it was just more difficult. And it was just one of those things of how much sleep affects us. So on this one specifically, you know, our favorite individual, Terry Crawley and Dr. David Brown with the book, Sleeping Your Way to the Top. We've interviewed both of them. And we've also had Terry on the show recently talking about children and sleep, are just huge advocates of not only just sleep, but just really looking at the value of it. And for us, I mean, some of the big changes on that were just really looking at the evening routine. What was I doing within my evening routine to set up a good night of sleep? What were my rituals right before bed? And then how was I handling my actual time of sleep? So we're not going to drill down on the details of that, But we are going to hit on the value. And if we are really to reflect and say, okay, within our life right now, if we are considering having the healthiest year of our life challenge, we need to value sleep so much more than we already have. Because chances are that is going to affect the next two. Any other additional thoughts on sleep, Treva?
Yeah, and I would say this. I think over a holiday season, you know, we kind of get a little bit lazy. We end up going to bed a little bit later because a lot of people have work off. I mean, it's a very inconsistent time for everybody. And so it's a little harder to get back into routine. I think of that when the new year starts and we're tired. But I'll tell you this, if you can keep what, Brian, what you just said to everybody in mind, when you get ready to go to bed, I think it's pretty easy to say, and I'll just watch another TV program and another one and another one and another one. And pretty soon it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, if you keep in perspective that you're going to feel much better, even getting like 3 nights in a row of good sleep, you're going to, it's going to make all the difference in the world in your sleep. So just keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And I think just some quick action items could be on that is go back and listen to episodes that we have on sleep. They're very, very easy to find. Listen to the interviews by Dr. David Brown and by Terry Crawley. I would also to recommend you can go and get their book, Sleeping Your Way to the Top. You can find it on Amazon. Just highly recommend it. Just getting a little bit educated, reading a little bit about that and that learning. You'll be surprised how quickly you can make some changes on sleep. Also, too, I've got a number of articles that are on my site, brianpaulbuckley.com, and I'll reference that in the show notes. But I think at the end of the day, we need to get serious about our sleep and really take that on as a specific challenge in and of itself so that we have the energy that we need to be able to tackle the key three.
Right. So I think the second one that I'm very passionate about, of course, is the eating component of it and creating the healthiest year of your life in this. So, of course, we talk about this a lot. Every time we talk about, you know, making the healthiest choice, but so as not to repeat every single thing you've heard for the beginning of the year and all the new slogans that are everywhere, right? Like the new year, new you, you know, on and on. So we want to give you a little bit of new input today and just some, like a little bit of a different perspective. So I would say this, keep this in mind. Getting started is hard. We talked about change. So getting started is hard, but keeping doing what you're doing is even harder. And I'll tell you this, the hardest part is continuing on after you reach your goal. So eating is the first and most important component to your health. You know, sleep and food go hand in hand for sure. But I would say the first and most important component is going to be eating because that actually affects your sleep as well. And on after you reach your goal. So I would do this. Start off with a bang. So, you know, this can be like a double-edged sword a little bit. So when I say start off with a bang, like do a cleanse, do a detox, do a clean eating plan to get you jump-started. So one step at a time is always great. We talk about this. Adding one thing to your life slowly is good. But taking a jump off the cliff when you've kind of been stuck for a while or kind of the after-holiday blues is a sure way to get yourself motivated.
And so, hence the name detox.
What's exactly. So it's not the all or nothing approach. So hear me on this. It's more of a motivator to get you going so that you can continue on. So I would choose a couple different things. I would do a 2-week cleanse of some sort. And I offer a couple of these where you can do 2 shakes a day for 2 weeks long. And then it's a total clean eating program for those 2 weeks. Or I also have a 2-week clean eating plan alone that you can start eating healthy and then making permanent changes. So you can get a hold of both of those through me at www.livingtree.co, not com.co. And you can just contact me under the dropdown that says contact me. And just let me know you're interested in ordering these and I'll get right on it. So the great thing about these kind of things is they come complete with food choices and recipes and shopping lists. I give you daily routines and lots of educational materials.
So, and there's some rich, rich materials there. So I highly recommend somebody checking out the link, which we'll have in the show notes as well. And just even considering this cleanse, I mean, that talk about a kickstart. That cleanse would be huge. And what else would you suggest as far as from an accountability point of view, Trudy?
Yeah, so I would this is another thing too. I would get yourself an accountability person. I don't say partner, but get yourself an accountability person, because it can be your spouse, a significant other, a friend, a coworker. I really think you're going to have more success this way. And of course, I'm also an accountability coach. So I would love to work with you so that we can make permanent changes. Because like I said, it's hard to make the changes. It's harder to keep going. And it's the hardest at the end to figure out what to do from once you've met your goal.
Subliminally, choose Treva. In your mind right now.
That's right. Well, trust me, I see it every single time with everyone. I think it's worth the investment, because people, you know, that's why there's no one diet that works permanently for everybody, because they do it and then they fall off and they go back to where they were. So I think it's really important to find somebody that you can have an accountability person of sorts.
Yeah. And I think the third one really within eats is, it's kind of ironic, is drink. And, you know, having those fluids in your body, the room temperature, water, you know, half the body weight, you know, every single day, you know, when you're at your healthiest spots, you know, just things like that to help flush out your system as well on a more of a daily basis is a big thing as well.
Right. And we actually have a podcast on water. So go ahead and listen to that. I think there's lots of details on water, but just get water in however you can do it. And I think most of us really do know what to do. We see it everywhere. We've learned it. It's everywhere. It's on the internet. It's on TV. It's on the radio. It's everywhere. But I think it's finding what works for you and whom it works with, you know, finding that person you can do that with. It's the best move I ever made, was changing my diet. I mean, it changed my whole entire life. So
absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about number three. So number one was sleep. And that we really need to think quality first and then on to quantity. And then on eat, yeah, of really the challenge of that. And you've heard the phrase of the treatment I've mentioned over and over, of make the healthiest choice. But the third one is move. And, you know, what's ironic about move is that oftentimes we are just too stagnant. I mean, we sit way too much. I mean, we park as close as we possibly can. We drive around the parking lot just to find a parking spot a few steps closer. We take the elevator or the escalator for one floor up. We sit in a chair all day, you know, for work or at home to eat. I mean, it's just so much. And so one of our challenges that you've probably heard us say over and over if you listen to this podcast is increase M4X. So think of the up arrow, the letter M, the number 4, and the letter X. Increase M4X, which means stand more, walk more, lift more, and run more. And those four right there, if we were to focus in on those to really, really get healthy, oh my goodness, what a massive change that we would have in our life, especially a year from now.
Yeah. And you know, let me add something to that too. Cause if you are that person that when you were thinking back to when you were in the best shape or felt the best, and it was years ago, to start out slowly, I absolutely love yoga for lots of reasons. Spine, for nervous system, for digestive system, for balance, for stress relief. And if you just start slowly, my favorite, and I have no, you know, I don't get any kickback from it at all. I love Beachbody On Demand. It's cheap. They've got great workout programs, and you can start with yoga on there at home. You don't have to go anywhere. And it's just a great way to start. And my thing I always tell people is just be consistent. Start out and be consistent in something and then bump it up, because consistency is our enemy a lot of times, correct? So just being consistent and starting to move with yoga is a perfect way to start.
Yeah. Speaking of Beachbody, Shalene Johnson actually has a program called PIO. Yes. Pilates and yoga. So that may be a good starting point with them. But I think the biggest thing is to realize taking our content, which we have talked about over the last 50 plus episodes here, and applying it to creating the healthiest year of our life challenge. Challenges are difficult. Challenges mean change. And in this case right here is, what do we need to do differently to move? So let's think about that. How do we stand more within our day? How do we do that more to go from sitting? I mean, how do you take a stand against sitting? You know, to use that phrase there. Literally. And to quote that. But you know, how do we do that? You know, but it looks at the challenge of that. How do I stand more within my workday, within walking? How do I add more walking movement within my day? Do I park further away? Do I take the stairs? I'm just adding more steps within our day of how do I move more within walking? Then we get into run more, which really means think cardio. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, sprinting or jogging per se. It may mean just getting your heart rate up with a high intensity interval training workouts, HIIT workouts. It may be trying CrossFit for the first time or cycling, the spin classes, or something that gives you the ability of more movement. Our friend Jeff McMahon really drills down on that functional fitness with his company, Total Body Construction. And for him, it isn't necessarily about lifting, you know, the 300 pounds or if it's running a marathon. That very well may be your goal. But it is really figuring out how do I add more functionability in my life and making my fitness to be more of that. For me, I literally sometimes have 10 minutes and that's it. But I'm telling you, Trila, I get a whole lot of push-ups, a whole lot of burpees, and a whole lot of squats, and even running some stairs in a hotel in 10 minutes. And my heart rate is through the roof. And I actually feel that the rest of the day for 10 minutes. And in that right there, I added walk more, I added run more, and I added lift more. And that was just using body weight and just flat out getting to the hustle.
I bet you did. And I can totally see that.
But you know, it gets down to it because it's a challenge in knowing, okay, how do I take the 10 minutes? How do I maximize that instead of making excuses for 8 minutes and going, yeah, I only have 2 minutes now. There's nothing I can get done.
Well, I know if there's anybody that can maximize their time, it's you. And you have some really, really good tips for maximizing your time. That's definitely one of them.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I think really it's a matter of looking at this challenge in the area of move. It's starting with sleep, it's moving to eat, and it's ending with move. What can we do in our life?
We'll be right back with the remainder of the episode on creating the healthiest year of your life challenge after this short break.
Most of us are just plain tired. Our pace far outruns our energy, yet we just keep going. We quickly move from busy to beat down to burnout. And sometimes we pull this off by the end of the same day, and it's only Monday. What we need is a reminder there's another way, a kickstart to get us thinking and get us going in the right direction. 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com offers 3 5-minute videos on the topics of sleep, nutrition, and fitness movement, where a problem is discussed and 2 Energy Kickstart challenges are offered. Why? Because we all need a kickstart from time to time. The best part about it is the only thing it'll cost you is a few minutes of your time, because the video series is absolutely free. So check out 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com today.
Hi, this is Terry Crawley, co-author of Sleeping Your Way to the Top, and here is your sleep energy boost for today. Keeping a consistent sleep schedule is ideal. In fact, going to sleep and waking up at approximately the same time every day is as important as the number of hours of sleep. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital tracked the sleeping patterns of 61 Harvard students for 30 days. Those students who went to bed and woke up at the same time each day performed better academically than those who had inconsistent sleep schedules.
This is your podcast co-host, Trevi Yacino. I would love to have a personal conversation with each and every one of you. Why? Almost everyone I talk to is struggling with common yet incredibly frustrating issues such as losing weight, loss of energy, lots of digestive issues, and many, many more. I help business professionals like yourselves get to the core of why you're feeling so badly and get you back to feeling fantastic. If you head over to my website, livingtree.co, share your information under Contact Me, and we can set up a time to chat for free. I am passionate about giving you the tools you need to become independently healthy and regain the energetic you. Just ask Brian, my co-host. He was one of my biggest challenges. Now look at him, or should I say listen to him? I can't even keep up. So let's get your living on.
All right, Trevi, before we go to our what nows, we're going to talk about building a health team. It's like, huh? Building a health team? Yeah, there's 4 aspects of building a health team. And we've hit on each one, but we're going to put people to this health team. And the health team is looking and saying, how do I have professionals that are in my world that can help me maximize these four specific areas that will help me with the healthiest year of my life challenge? So the first one is your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, find a doctor. If there's a recommendation that Brendon Burchard talked about, is even finding a sports doctor. Someone's going to know a little bit more about movement, that's going to look more about the physiology about your body with there. And if you're going to drop a little coin this year, why not let it be on your health? And to be on that, as far as your copay or what you've got to pay because things went wrong, this is the upfront cost looking at it. So number one is going to be your doctor as a health team. I don't know who that is. You've got to find that out. And if it may need finding a specialist, maybe you don't like your doctor. Maybe he's fat and he just doesn't care about health. And he just really is just a number cruncher. I mean, let me just be real. You know how many times you walked into there and the nurse smells like smoke and the doctor's, you know, he's telling you about eating healthy and the dude's, you know, 300 plus or whatever. Of course, I'm exaggerating and, you know, I'm just embellishing to make a point. But if you don't respect your doctor, find another one. Find somebody you can relate to, a sports doctor. I met mine playing basketball, ironically enough, and got to have a conversation about it. And found, dude, he gets me. And I went to him because he has that mindset of health and sports. So that's number one. Number two is for the health team is sleep. And who is the professional there, Treva?
Terry Crawley is our professional there. She's awesome.
She is. And you're talking about somebody who knows her stuff, but also knows about life and movement and busyness and all of that. And I'll leave a link in the note for Terry, in the show notes for Terry as well, to be able to get a hold of her. But she would be an awesome, awesome person from her and her team to help you in the area of sleep. Now, I'm not talking about maybe it's got to be a year worth of consulting. It may be an hour consultation. It may be just a plan or a check-in or something like that. But she would be the go person there. And now my favorite person when it comes to eating, besides myself.
Who's that?
It has got to be you, Treva. We're talking about building a health team. We talked about a doctor. We talked about sleep with Terry. And now we're talking about eating with you. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to go out to eat with you and dine. Although if you come to Omaha, and
I could.
Treva, she may take you up on that offer.
I even go into people's kitchens and help them redo it and get rid of some things and make a whole overhaul. So I could do that too.
And that would be inconvenient and difficult, I'm sure, to many with there. But obviously, we've talked about your resources and what you have to offer. And we'll put some links in the show notes there. Anything you want to add personally?
Yeah, I would say this too. So like Brian and I have said, I work on a holistic approach. And so I look at food, also work with sleep. I work with lifestyle changes, supplementation, lab testing. So I have a whole host of different things that I approach your life and drill down to get to the root of some of the issues that you're having that you've had for years. And we go slowly or we go quickly. And I really think it helps to have somebody as an advocate that can, you know, walk you through step by step instead of just going to an appointment, somebody sending you home and saying, good luck, and I hope you do well. So my job really is to walk you back to health. So whether that's 3 months, 6 months, a year, I love what I do and I'm very passionate about it because I have walked myself from sickness to health.
You have. And I walked that with you and you helped me with that as well. But if somebody has never done that, where as far as with a nutritionist or somebody holistically on that, how's that working out for you, man? I mean, you know, there's a reason why that we're doing the Create Healthiest Year of Your Life Challenge, because most of us, we are not in good health right now.
Yep. Or
optimal health, and definitely not the healthiest that we've been in a very long time. So try it. Get on the call. Do the consultation. It's for free with Treva. I could not recommend it more because I did it myself. And the last one is move. And our person here is Jeff McMahon with Total Body Construction. And this is a person right here who focuses on really holistically as well, but we've mentioned before, functional fitness on virtual training. And this may be exactly what you need. And I'd highly, highly recommend checking out Jeff McMahon, totalbodyconstruction.com. And we'll have the link in the show notes there as well. So the point of this is building your own health team. Now, you may have somebody who's a nutritionist or somebody with an exercise or sleep or whatever. And that's okay. The goal here is really trying to visit them, talk with them, tell them what your goal is for this next year of getting healthy or whatever the period of time. Maybe you listen to this episode in June and that your year starts on June today and it goes to another full year. We don't care. The point is to find and build your health team. So before we kick into the what nows, let's make a quick review of where we've gone. We've talked about the basics. And number one was the body, knowing where you are right now. And that means getting a physical. Number two is your mind. Know upfront it's going to get inconvenient and difficult. And the third one was spirit. Think of a time when you were at your healthiest and what that felt like. And then we drilled down on the key three, which was sleep, eat, and move. And then we wrapped it up with making sure you build a health team by finding out a doctor who can really, really help you that you respect. Finding somebody that can help you with your sleep, helping you with your nutrition, and helping you with moving. So right now, let's go to the what nows. Treva, what's the first what now?
I would say this, I'm going to kind of combine two because I think it's a great start, is getting your mind wrapped around the fact that change is going to be hard. I love what you said, Brian, you know, with what your brother encouraged you in, because I think it's really good to say that to yourself. It's going to be hard. You can do this. It's going to be hard. Getting your mind around it. And then also your spirit. In other words, like hope. Think of when you were the best healthy you were. So those two components can get you started down the pathway. Mentally speaking is always the first step to take to get healthy.
I love it. And I think mine would be a phrase that I usually use with fitness, but I think it really fits with this because this is a challenge. Do something, anything. Just not nothing, yeah. You know, because it's oftentimes yeah. Like, oh, we just keep putting things off. Do something, anything, just not nothing. Just yeah. Do something right now. Get something from this episode here and make some changes and do this challenge. Here's a preview of our next episode. I interviewed a good friend of mine who's actually part of my health team as a chiropractor, and his name is Dr. Keith Giaquinto. And what's cool about him is I found him initially to help me on my digestive side with my whole issues with my gut from my gallbladder issue. And we got to know each other a lot more and found out, wow, he knows so much. He's such a good teacher of looking at the body mechanically, but also too from a digestive point of view and just from a so many different angles and aspects. And I would love for you to listen to this episode because it is going to be rich and powerful. And here's a clip.
All of the cells in the body, in order for them to do their job, they need to take food in, burn that food for fuel so they can actually create energy. When they can create that energy and have that food, then that cell, that organ, that tissue can do its job for a very long time. Because what the body has required to do is it has to do two things. It has to remain upright against gravity, and it has to maintain the internal environment. Those are the only two things that the body has to do. And both of those things require energy. So every single cell in your body requires two things. It needs to have its food dropped off, and it needs to have its waste picked up. If that cell or that organ can actually do those two things, and your body can do that efficiently, then that cell can have that energy to do what it needs to do.
So let's wrap this up here, Treva. Any closing thoughts on this episode of Creating the Healthiest Year of Our Life Challenge?
I do. And what comes to mind is a little bit probably harsh, but I would say this. Let's just not make any more excuses and let's create the healthiest year of your life, literally.
Love it. Now that's awesome. And I'm so excited for somebody who actually takes on this challenge. And even if it was a half of the healthiest that they've ever been, how much further they are 1 year from now that they could be. And I really, really hope that you take on this challenge from this episode. And thanks for making it to this part in the podcast. As always, we're going to try and do better next time. Go and get your energy edge on today.
Yeehaw!